Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 368, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 30, Drakina's Revenge, part 2.
It aired November 7th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn. Just Judd Lynn, directed by Ryota Sasaki.
That was the same as last time,
same as last time.
Judd Lynn kicked Jackie out.
Yeah, he's like, you and John Fletcher go start working on the rest of this season, because there's only 10 episodes left, and it's...
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
We're close.
Right? It's kind of snuck up on us.
I was just thinking earlier today, I was like, wonder what the album art for Time Force should be. Ah, I got time.
You got time. And this is after we took like a month of just 1 week.
Yeah.
A month and a half or so of just, these shorter seasons are going to, like, I think they start turning into 30 episode seasons.
And then when we get to Nickelodeon,
it's like 20.
220. I don't know. Are we going to do those separately?
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Do like a mini hiatus between
them.
Yeah.
We'll take like 2 weeks off or something. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVD, and you should, because Lightspeed Rescue, with few exceptions, is very good. There's some dookie.
This is going to be a bad episode.
You're gonna get some cold boogers on a paper plate here and there. But for the most part, it's pretty good. I was a pretty big fan of last episode, which we have to rank today. We didn't get to rank it yet, but we will rank them together today. Hopefully this one doesn't drop the ball like they sometimes like to do. So we are going to go watch Drakina's Revenge Part 2 right now.
Rescue ready!
And we're back, and we just watched Drakina's Revenge, part the second, and I thought it was pretty good. It was okay. I think they stuck the landing.
I feel like, I can't remember what it was, but I feel like something dumb happened, and I had the thought.
Well, I'm sure,
and I want to bring it up.
Okay.
Should we start rating two-parters separately?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't think necessarily this is the time to do it. I just don't want like a really good first part to be brought down by a really bad second part.
That's...
if that ever is, like, I don't want Island of Illusion
right
to happen again. And I can't remember what it was in this episode.
I don't know.
That made me think that. But, I mean, we'll get to it, I'm sure.
We'll get through it. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So say jakeandjosh.com is where the archives are. Hey, do you update the archives?
Nah.
Nah? Okay, well, soon. You said, I think, last week.
Maybe. Because next week, the week after we're recording this, I have 26 work hours at my job.
Nice.
So that might be a good time to update the archives.
So hopefully by the time this airs, then, because it'll be next Friday. So...
yeah.
Hopefully by the time this airs, the archive will be updated with Turbo in it. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Stitcher, Switcher, Witcher, Ditcher. Ditcher is like only for baseball podcasts, though. So, so you got to really like a baseball podcast.
That doesn't sound any fun.
Well, I don't want to say anything bad about baseball podcasts, because I imagine they're a lot like baseball documentaries, which I love. So
I just feel like a sport, like a real sports podcast, and I'm not saying there's way to make them fun.
A real sports podcast, like,
no,
talking
now? A podcast about, like, a non-predetermined competitive sport. Is going to be a lot of statistics.
Probably,
that does not sound like something I want to plug into my ears.
Well, that's unfortunately...
but that might be for you. So we got Pitcher.com for that.
Yeah, or Ditcher.
Or Ditcher.
A Ditcher and Pitcher. They both go to the same website.
Yeah.
It's DitchPitcher.com.
There has to be a baseball podcast called Designated Hitter, right?
Oh, I am confident. I will bet one American legal tender dollar on that.
There's Designated Hitter. The shortstop is probably one.
Shortstop,
pinch
dugout,
dugout,
seventh inning stretch,
fly to center,
grounder, bunt. Everyone loves bunt. Bunt, the history of baseball podcasts. That's a podcast about baseball podcasts.
What might be interesting, and I don't know how the hell we did this. What might be interesting, though, is a podcast that's not about current baseball.
Oh, but the lore and the history of baseball. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be great. There's a podcast called The Dollop, which is like history.
It's the history of sour cream.
That's what I thought. It's like, I've only listened to one episode. Apparently, it's very good. I really like the one episode I listened to, I don't see how, you'd have to I'd had to like the subject matter of every episode to like listen to it constantly. But it was about 10 Cent Beer Night, which happened at a stadium in Cleveland in the early 1900s, the early days of baseball, where beer was 10 cents.
Oh,
and
dang.
It went bad, as you can imagine. Anyway, off of that, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/ Hey Jake and Josh for as little as $1 a month or for as much as $1 million a month.
Hey, man.
If you got $1 million a month and you really only need to do that for 1 month and we're set.
Just one time and I will never have to work again in my life.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Even taking out 20% for both of us for taxes, I'm good for a while on that.
Yeah.
So, again, if you have $1 million to spend and you want to spend it on these two idiots, that's the place to do it. The Sonic the Hedgehog movie episode's up. It went up last week.
Go listen to that. It's outdated already.
Yeah, a little bit. But there's some good speculating that we do towards the end.
There's a lot of good what the hecks.
Whys and is this going to be this ways? That's mostly what the podcast is. It's I think it's a good listen. Go check it out. Speaking of Sonic the Hedgehog, we record ahead, so I don't know if everyone's sick of Chow Garden talk yet. So we're going to not talk about the Chow Garden this time.
Okay. But we just talked about baseball for 5 minutes.
We got
enough
baseball talk out, I think. So if you missed the Chow Garden talk, let us know. And we'll do a Chow Garden podcast. It'll be a milestone on Patreon.
It will be crazy because we don't have Chow Gardens.
No. I mean, we can get Chow Gardens.
You're right. I have a Wii. You have Wii.
Yeah.
I have Sonic Adventure 2 Battles somewhere.
I think it's at my parents. I think my little brother's copy is at my parents' house. He's moving down in like a couple days from when this airs. I think tomorrow.
Also, you could probably buy a Wii for like $10 now.
Yeah. The Wii is. I have that already.
I think I still have mine. It's more for me I'm talking about.
Anyway. So we're not going to talk about chows, even though they are delightful, perfect little creatures that you feed baby skunks and pure speed.
Or pure flying.
Or flying. Pure strength. Or shooting. Or whatever you have. Josh, today's Friday. We got any reviews?
We do. We got one.
Heck yeah.
This review is from only 3 days ago from when we're recording this. It was posted on Sunday.
Hot and fresh.
By iTunes user Mr. Cynic 0212.
Oh, hey, that's Jack.
Titled, it's 5 stars.
Perf, natch.
as we do here.
Come on. Not to toot our own horn, but toot toot.
Titled, Time to Morph, I suppose. I came to this show via PWTU, that's Pokemon World Tour United. Go check that out if you're into Pokemon and role-playing games.
Yeah.
I started listening despite the daunting backlog because Jake and Josh's stuff has become my happy place. They're just such good friends and such funny people that everything they do is like a shot of serotonin to my depression-addled being. This is no different. They're so funny and so genuinely invested in the show that it made me start watching along. I wouldn't necessarily say start here for Hey Jake and Josh content, but I'd say if you want something to bring you joy, their brand of products is an amazing place to go.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that we can help lighten the load.
Yeah.
That's all I'm looking to do on this earth with these. Because if you think about it, I've been thinking about podcasts a lot lately because there's like a lot. They're making a horror movie about podcasts,
I'm so excited for that. One of my new favorite, and this is Latasha's fault because I never watched a horror movie in my life.
I was talking with Shannon about that, about how you watch a lot of horror movies now and you never did before.
And now we just watch them all the time. We've gone through all the Fridays, all the Freddies, all the Halloweens. We've seen Unfriended, the first one, which I thought was very good. So I'm very excited to see what podcast The Killer Movie is about.
It's my nightmare. They just made it. They made a TV show about podcasts starring Zach Braff, where he quits his job as like a radio producer to like make a podcast network or something. It was canceled immediately because no one understands podcasts. And when you try to put it on TV and your only understanding comes from famous podcasts like the Adam Carolla Show or Joe Rogan, it's or NPR, it's going to break bad.
So, okay, hang on. There's a lot to unpack
here. I know. I just unloaded a lot on
you. With the Zach Braff Show.
There's a Zach, well, not anymore.
But, like, was it just going to be a show about a radio station, but instead it's a podcast?
No, it's like he has, like, a midlife crisis and quits his job as a radio producer or a TV producer or some kind of producer.
Right. He quits his radio job and starts a podcast. But what is the podcast?
Oh,
is it just him, like, interviewing people as in, like, news radio?
I have no idea, because I would never watch a show about podcasts except for the My Brother and Me show, because that's not about podcasts. That's what if their podcast was a TV show.
Right.
It's very funny. So now they're making a horror movie, and I'm like, oh, God, is this bubble going to burst? Is this the only thing I'm good at? They can't ruin this for me. They can't take this away from me. It's all I have. Podcasts are really stupid when you think about it. Right.
Yeah, it's because they are really stupid. But that's the beauty of it.
That's why it's the perfect medium.
And they are very stupid because there's no governing force for podcasts.
Yeah, there's no laws. We literally talked about the Sonic Adventure 2 battle Chow Garden twice.
For a long time.
On non-consecutive episodes. And there's no one that can tell us to stop. Absolutely, yeah. No one can tell us no.
You can tell us, dude, but you can't make us stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Apple's not going to call us up and be like, we're taking down the Morphin
Group. You talked about the Chow Garden too much. You're out of here.
Your podcast is off topic, so we're taking it down.
And we're calling up pitchditcher.com, and you're taking off that, too. But, like, that's what I love about podcasts, and, like, the fact that we can do these stupid things, and, like, we talk about Power Rangers, like, which is a ridiculous job to have.
That's crazy.
And, like, people like that, and it gives people, like, a minute to not worry about stuff. Like, that's good.
Yeah.
That's why podcasts are the best. Anyway, this has been my TED Talk.
I had to mute TED Talk on Twitter.
Oh my God, I was so
over TED Talk.
I should probably do that. I had to mute Ambitious Crossover. Got sick of that one immediately.
I haven't seen that. Oh, that was the most ambitious of all time. Yeah. I
had to get rid of that. I have so much stuff muted.
Also muted, this isn't a PG one, but the hurt me.
Oh, yeah.
I literally muted the phrase hurt me.
Yeah,
I was just so sick of seeing that.
Yeah, they got some are funny. There's too many. That's memes now. Some are funny, but there's too many.
It's too much, too fast. Too fast, too furious.
Yep.
With the memes.
So we have an email.
Oh,
it's from Lucas. It says, "Hey guys, I only recently started listening to Morphin Grid and Pokemon World Tour, but found you ages ago with Kingdom Smarts." That's the podcast I do with Shannon Maynor, where she has 30 minutes at a time to explain the Buckwild Kingdom Hearts series to me. And today I hit episode 25 of Pokemon World Tour United, where I nearly broke down in tears at my job during your break-in in the middle. I've been having a rough time with life lately, and your podcast genuinely can help me keep a smile on my face. As someone who only recently actually started following Morphin Grid, what are some must-listens in your opinion? Once again, thank you so much to all you awesome nerds, and may the power protect you. I didn't read this before I said that last thing, so just that sentiment again. What are some must listen Power Morphin Grid episodes? Do either of us remember a single time before 2 weeks ago?
Whatever the first episode where we lose it about Double Dare, I cannot remember what episode that was.
I think that might be first Giggle Fit.
That might be the first Giggle Fit.
That's on the archive. The two-part movie episode, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. The I Love You, Ivan Ooze, parts 1 and 2 are, I think, where we figured out how to do the show. Good.
I want to say Green with Evil, but I think that's too far back. I don't know if anything from season 1 is a must listen.
I mean, I'm sure. Hey, here's a fun thing we could do. What do you think gentle listener, what are some must listens that you have?
Yeah, because once I do these,
I drop my RAM.
They're gone.
Yeah, I have to delete my hard drive so quick these days. I also know that I had a lot of fun during Turbo. I think Turbo's a fun listen, even if during the first half it was bad sometimes, and I almost had a mental breakdown on the air during the second half.
I think that one's a must listen. Invisible.
That's probably a must listen.
Yeah,
that's the,
because we also call back to it an awful lot.
Yes. There's also a couple. Like, I don't know. I don't know any in particular other than that. There's a lot. I think there's a lot of good ones. And we'll hit us on Twitter. What is your must listen episodes? That's all we got. Do you want to jump in to Trakina's Revenge, Part Deuce?
Yes, I'm ready.
We start off with Heather running out of the car, out of the rescue rover, into rubble, where all the Power Rangers, the 8 Rangers?
Yes.
They are all down and covered in rubble. They're not dead like we thought, and there's no showing them get demorphed. It's just, like, it ends on her screaming, and then this new one is her running up to them in the rubble. They're dirty. They're all beaten up. The first thing Carter says, literally the first thing he says is, hey, we're going to go find your mom.
Yeah, now we're going to go get your mom.
Now we've taken care of this, sort of, we're going to go find your mom. What a great Red Ranger.
Can I get a quick refresher on how the last episode ended?
Horny beat everybody up and then shot them with lightning and, like, killed them all as a little girl watched.
Okay, right. I remember now. Okay.
But, like, they just got beat, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where Horny went. He was just here. And we'll get a name for him, but he's always going to be Horny in my heart.
Just but just like every bad guy, he came to do a thing.
Yep.
The Rangers came to stop him. Mm-hmm. He beat them in a fight and left.
Yeah.
Instead of finishing his thing, he won and left.
There's a couple of times during this episode where they could have beaten the Power Rangers. In some way or another. And we'll talk about that when we get to the end of the episode. But I love that Carter's first thought is, we still have to help this girl. Like,
yeah,
it's not like, geez, we just lost, or like, we got to go find the monster. It's like, all right, now we need to for sure go. We told you we were gonna, so we're gonna.
Now that we've taken care of that.
That's done. Got
time
that
to,
taken
time
care.
To get your ma.
I love Carter, and anyone who says anything bad about him can bite my butt. So then Dana says, we can't just like storm into the building. It's going to be full of those ghoulies and who knows what else. And Carter's like, well, I got a plan and I'm going to need your help, Heather. I got a plan.
We'll send the kid.
Can I count on you? And she's like, yes, you can. What do you want me to do? And then we cut from there to the lab where Trakina is like, my vials of people are almost ready. I've almost juiced them all down. And we get a little shot of her mom and Tim, her dad. Mom doesn't get a name ever. In the vials, and the mom is doing what I can only describe as horny acting. Like,
not like the monster.
Not like the monster.
She's not
horny.
Acting like a big King Krule skull monster.
But like, maybe if there was like a movie on Cinemax at like 11:30 p.m. about like witches, and one of them had a spell that made you aroused, that was cast on the mom in this. I know it's supposed to be, I'm dying, my energy's being taken out of me. It's a little bit, I am horny now.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what they told her to get this performance out of her. So Trakina's like, yeah, it's almost right. It's going to be great. And then we cut up to a bat that's just hanging upside down in the lab, and its eyes open up and they're little red dots.
Almost as if like that will amount to something.
It does.
Does it? Does the bat turn into something?
The bat doesn't turn into something, but we'll see what the results of the bat are in a minute.
Okay. I must have missed it.
Yeah, we'll get there in just a second. So something's up with this bat. Cuts the theme song. When we come back, we're in the Skull Cavern, and Olympia says, good thing we planted that spy bat. It's just a spy. It's just like a camera, but it's a bat.
Stupid. I did not hear that. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
It's the first line, and then they don't talk about the bat ever again. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to...
Why? Okay, why did they do that?
Because he didn't trust Drakina or
No,
Horny.
But why is it a spy bat?
So Olympias can find out and do the rest of his... do the rest of the stuff that he has to do in this episode?
I guess so.
It's not
but,
an elegant
there's been
way.
Other episodes where, like, someone somewhere else says something, and then it cuts to the Skull Cave, and Olympias is like, oh, I gotta stop that thing.
I heard that. Yeah, not this time. Well, I'm assuming
and
it is.
It's not like the bat was from footage. That was an American scene.
Yeah, there's probably, I don't know, there's probably like...
Someone found a bat prop, and they were like, whoa, buddy.
We're gonna glue this to the ceiling. Do you know how much it... Like how pain, like much of a pain in the butt it is to film a ceiling? A lot. You put the lights up there, so you never film it, so the whole set can be lit. So if you film part of a ceiling, you have to build part of a ceiling, and you can't put lights there anymore. It's a pain. And they did it for this bat.
They're jumping through a lot of weird hoops this season for a lot of pointless junk.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's like, I can't believe... I knew I playing that spy bat was a good idea because I don't trust Horny. His name is Triskull. I don't know where his other two... Oh, they're on his shoulders.
On his shoulders.
That sucks.
His head's not really a skull, though.
No, it's more of a bunch of horns. It's just a collection of horns.
Yeah.
And one bugging out eyeball. It's like... I didn't notice last time. In this episode... It's literally out of his head. Like, it's, like, pushed farther out than his
other
eye.
Yeah, it's exactly like King Karul's eyes.
Yeah. He says something about how, like, they're going to get him. And Viper's like, let me get him. And he's like, no, I was tricked. I'm going to go kill him.
Aren't Viper and Lokai, like, super pissed at Olympias for trying to kill them in the desert?
Yeah, well, I think a couple episodes, when they got back, Banshear was like, play nice.
Okay.
And so they're doing that. It was mostly aimed at Diabolico, who is not in this episode.
Who is not even shown in this. They could have just, like, undercut it a little bit.
They could have razzed him, like, oh, yeah. You got tricked, idiot. What are you going to do? Instead, she's like, let me do it, please.
Lokai even is like, I'll kill him.
I'll kill him. And he's like, no. I got this. I was tricked. Also, I just noticed this episode that his voice is like a butler's.
I was going to ask, has he always been fancy?
I don't know if he's always been fancy, but he definitely sounds like... a fancy boy.
I think it's because he's not like whining and moaning in this one. He's just like talking and trying to be in charge. So he's just doing
like a fancy British lad.
Just like a fancy rich boy accent.
Yeah. Who just got back from prep school in the Hamptons.
Ooh, well, that was sweater vest and everything.
So
sweater vest and khakis.
Khakis. You know I had to do it to him. Have you seen that picture? I'll send you. I don't know what it's from. It's a meme of some kind, and it just gives me a chuckle every time because it's like the least amount of effort a meme can be to become a meme. I just don't get the kids these days, Josh.
I don't know.
I don't know what happened. I used to be cool. That's mostly I was never
cool, but I was hip to the memes.
I at least got some of the memes.
Remember Bad Luck Brian?
That was like 12 years ago. Bad Luck Brian's a grandpa now.
Holy shit.
Bad Luck Brian has 15 grandkids. He's so old. And you know what I had to do it to a meme kid? Is one of his grandkids. So he's like, it's okay, I'm going to get revenge, and I have this very cool poison. He summons up poison vial and a dagger, and they look like a pumpkin carving kit.
They absolutely do, because the vial has like a big king cobra on the top of it.
But it's just a scoop.
It looks like a scoop.
It looks like a pumpkin gut scoop.
You got your little serrated knife that if you buy the cheap ones, it just snaps off as soon as you put it in a pumpkin.
You will get a mouth, and then it's going to bend or break. But he's like, I'm going to get him with this super poison. I don't remember what he says, but it's 10 times more potent than some other kind of poison that's pretty potent. So it'll kill her immediately. She'll super duper die from it. Hold on to that thought.
This is super confusing because he is definitely talking like, I'm going to stab her with this dagger and she will die from poison.
Yeah.
And again, I've been doing this a lot lately, but not to spoil later. But he talks later as if his plan has been different than that the whole time.
Yeah. And normally I would say, like, maybe one person wrote the first half and one wrote the second half, but it was just Judd.
It's all Judd.
It's Judd all the way down. So he drips this like snotty gack onto the blade and now it's poisoned. And then we cut from there to a real quick scene on Miranoi.
Kids' television shows are very misleading on what poison looks like.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's gotta show up, so it can't just be like, it's gotta stay there for long enough for them to make it glow in post.
It's definitely just like purple gack.
Yeah, it's literally, they put gack in the microwave, so it was like runny, but still would like stick to things. So we cut to Miranoi for a second, and two hands grab the remaining two Quasar Sabers, and not to spoil it on my end, but it's Kendrick's hand. It's not Corone.
Yeah, it's like the sleeve from the uniform. And they were like super going to swerve you,
Corone got
a job.
Right. I like to think Corone is like, everyone cool here? I'm going to go back to being a space badass. And she's just like Samus now.
Oh, that'd rule. She's like
Space Bounty Hunter Corone.
She's just like a bounty hunter, like vigilante. She doesn't have any like Power Ranger powers.
She's just got,
but she's like, she still has the battle armor from when she was a strong
battle armor, got the cool spear, got some psychic powers that maybe manifest as super strength.
Like, hey, do you guys want to try Masked Rider again? I think I know who your star should be.
Yes. Okay, during this, I also came up with a comic idea that I would like to pitch to Boom Studios. We'll talk about it at the end. It's real quick. It'll never happen. I would love it if they would let me write this idea. But yeah, a Kamen Rider, but Corone doing galactic bounty hunting. Yeah. There's a universe where that happened.
Space motorcycle.
God, I want it so bad. I don't want to watch anything else ever again but that.
There's a universe where there's a 2-season DVD set of the show.
I love it.
But we're in the darkest time.
And then we're in this one. Where we only got 25 seasons of Power Rangers.
Ah.
Damn it, Kamen Rider. Why'd you have to be so bad? Why'd you have to be just so bad? Ruined it for life. Not Kamen Rider. Sorry.
Masked Rider.
Kamen Rider rules. We cut back to Earth, where Carter and Heather are outside the building. And they're hunched down behind some bushes. He's like, all right, going to go in there? Pull the fire alarm. And she's like, whoa, dude. I was told that is very bad behavior and to only do that if there's an emergency. And he's like, well, yeah, that's true. But this is a special circumstance. It is also an emergency.
It's an emergency.
So he could have said that, but he didn't. He's just like, no, it's Power Ranger business. So, like, it's okay. He doesn't even mention that he's a firefighter and that, like, he knows, like, it'll be fine. So she sneaks in and she pulls it. And before she does, she's like, being a junior. Before she goes in, she looks back at him and is like, being a junior Power Ranger is a lot of responsibility. And I guess I can talk about it now. The comic is like a bunch of kids that the Power Rangers have helped throughout the years are Power Rangers now. Because Heather would rule school as a Red Ranger.
I was thinking while this was happening, whoever writes like the next season of Power Rangers should be required to go back and watch all of the episodes where kids say, I want to be a Power Ranger someday.
Yeah.
And make a team out of them.
Yeah, here's the only problem with that, right? This took place in the year 2000.
Yes.
So Heather's between 8 and 10.
Yeah, but you can fake it.
She'd be 26, 28 between there.
Yeah.
That's a little out of Power Ranger range, but not so far out of Power Ranger range.
Set it in the past a little.
It's nebulous. It's just like, you just be like, it's Heather from this episode.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the timeline.
Give her the pigtails in the first episode.
Yeah. Done.
And then she's your Red Ranger,
she's your new
obviously.
Red Ranger. Get Sylvie. From Space is a new Black Ranger. Go Buck Wild.
Yeah, man.
It would be so good. That's the comic I want to write. It's just that. It's just like, hey, here's just kids that are Power Rangers now. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. So anyway, she pulls the alarm. All of these adults never had a fire drill in their life because they panic and run out of the building, which is exactly the wrong thing to do if a fire alarm is
pulled. That bitch at the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like starts yelling and she's like, everybody get out.
She's like, fire! It's like, no, lady, you gotta
stay calm. The first thing they say is stay calm.
Stay calm. Orderly leave. Like find a way to an exit and leave calmly so you don't make anything worse. Or if you're these adults, panic and run. Send a fire truck and an EMT ambulance pull up, and Power Rangers get out. And what I really like about this is you don't ever really catch their faces. Like, you can tell it's them, but it's always so fast that you don't really see it until Leo. And they come around the corner, and they start helping people get out. And they're like, all right, everyone's out. Then they run upstairs. They being just Leo and Carter. Why? I don't know.
I don't know, because it's like Maya and Kelsey are behind, like, Good Luck.
Yeah.
And we're like, why are those two sitting out?
Why are you staying here?
But then we cut to the roof, and it's just the two Red Rangers.
In Sentai footage.
And that's why.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, why not bring the whole team with you?
I know
the footage doesn't have it.
Right.
But in the logic of the world they're in.
Right, is bring your team.
Yeah.
Go as a team.
Unless they're still helping people outside. Even just show us them, like, helping people in the ambulance, or, you know.
And, like, Chad and Dana are in the car. They had to do a thing. But, like, you can leave a couple of them behind and have more people go. But regardless, this is 18 years old. We can't change it now. So they run into Horny. They do a running morph, and then immediately Leo starts Naruto running, and Carter is shorter.
So the Galaxy Rangers, the little run animations, work fine in a vacuum.
When you put them next to regular, like different Power Rangers.
When you put them next to a person running normal style, they look dumb. They just look stupid.
They look like when kids used to run like Naruto's in middle school. It's like, look, if you're having fun,
get to class.
If you're having fun, like, whatever. But, like, you know you look like a dork. You just have to know. Like, I can't change that fact. So they get there, and they're like, we're going to beat you up, Horny. And this is a real weird exchange, because Leo's like, right, Carter? And he's like, right, Leo.
He slaps him on the shoulder. So while he's doing that weird laugh, he just, like, whacks him on the back.
It's weird. It's a little weird. So then they do a little fight. It ends with a battle boost punch from Carter to Horny's bread basket and kills him.
Yeah, he goes down. He stands up and trash talks a little more. He's like, you might have defeated me, but Trakina will have her revenge.
And then falls backwards.
And then he falls backwards and blows up. He explodes, there's a bunch of sparks, the Rangers turn and face the camera.
Yeah.
He falls down.
Uh-huh.
But when the Rangers leave the scene, we see his hand. Like, his body is still here.
Yeah. And he's not, like, chunks. He's, like, intact.
Yeah.
Like, fully there. And he doesn't come back.
He doesn't come back. He's dead.
He's gone.
Unless he comes back in another episode.
I doubt it, because this is movie footage. So.
That's true.
I don't know. Anyway, they run to the lab. They find all... I wrote shrinked. That's not a word at
Shrunk.
All. Shrunk is the word. But I guess...
Yeah, you know, your favorite Animal Crossing. Dr. Shrinked.
Dr. Shrinked. He finds the shrunken people. The people who are little.
Yes.
And Mom's still doing her little horny acting a little bit.
I know what you're saying. I can't describe it anymore because we'll have to put an explicit tag.
Yeah, because there are still a lot. We've skirted around some stuff a lot, but there's still rules.
It's not just the noises she's making. It's also her posture.
It's her posture. It's, God, I wish.
The way she just is like putting her hands on the glass.
Like, I'm going to beep this whole thing.
Okay. This is just for me.
This is for you. It's like she's out.
Yeah.
Like, she wants more than anything just to... but can't, because you're not allowed to masturbate on Power Rangers.
I guess just having your life force drained feels real nice.
It sounds like a cool time. And to be fair, wouldn't you put that in there? Wouldn't you make that part of the deal? Like, yeah, we're going to be killing you, but it'll make you feel good so you don't fight it.
Yeah.
You know?
You'll feel the best you ever
it's
felt.
It's going to feel great.
But also, like... you're going to be totally blue-balled because you can't do anything about it on this kid's show.
Because this show is TVY7, friends.
Someone should have told the mom that.
So then they're... yep. So then...
Sorry about all the beeps there.
That's all right. A lot of putty sounds. A lot of elongated putty
sounds.
It's just
a putty fight. Sorry about a putty fight on air this time.
So then the ghoulies show up and they, like, get them and they corner them. And they do like a little fight. They get almost surrounded. They get to do a little fight, knock them down, go to commercial, come back from commercial as they're like coming in to stab the Leo and Carter to death, I guess. And I don't know who it is. I don't remember which one of them said, "Where's the cavalry when you need it?"
I think it was Carter.
Okay.
But it sounds like a Leo line.
It sounds like a Leo line.
So maybe it was Leo's like, "Where's the help? I can't do this.
I'm bad at this."
Carter would have been like, "I'm going to kick their ass.
I'm going to shoot them.
I'm going to shoot them in the
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot all their dicks right now." Instead, the cavalry comes in the form of Kendricks and Damon. And they also help fight. And they beat the ghoulies. I don't know why I started. I don't know what that sentence, where it came from. That sentence was Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? That sentence. So then, after they beat him, Trakina is like, they say something about like, "Now we're going to free these people." And Trakina's like, "I don't think so." And then throws him out a window.
This part was pretty boss, I think.
Yeah.
Because they turn around and Trakina walks out of the shadows.
She's got her like mask on still.
And Kendricks and Damon both are like, "Trakina, it can't be." And she's like, "It is," and blasts them with her staff.
And then we cut to the other Rangers who are no longer in their firefighter outfits. Oh, by the way, when they had firefighter outfits on, it was like Carter talking to Heather. She pulls the alarm. Rangers pull up. Carter's immediately in his firefighter outfit because he's a professional firefighter.
He does this for a living.
And they can put those on so fast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've seen it. It is wild how, like, it's part of your training is to get fire dressed real quick. So then they hear, like, "I'm going to kill you, Power Rangers," over the Morpher or something like that from Trakina. And instead of, like, going up there or, like, trying to figure out what, because all they have is that line to go on, Chad starts backing up in the rescue rover, hits the inflate switch. That's right. There's an inflate switch for just such an occasion. Tailgate pops open. Big old thing flips out.
A giant CG airbag.
It's this huge CG airbag because they got thrown out the window. Trakina throws them all out the window at one point.
We keep talking about, like, how much things cost this season.
They had a real airbag.
Yeah, but they also had, like, a CG animation of it inflating and unfolding.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know how much CG animation for, like, one specific thing like that would cost.
I mean, like, a lot back then.
But yeah, in 2000, bad computer graphics were what it was all about.
Yeah, and like, even if it's just, like, one thing, Power Rangers episodes do not have a lot of money.
No.
Like, they are not rolling in the dough.
We keep saying this, so I wonder if this season had, like, just a little more for some reason.
I think this was the year 2000, so I don't know what else was on, because I know, like, a couple shows have been, like, cannibalized. Like, they canceled them, and they took all the money they had for that and put it into Power Rangers. Like, I know In Space got all of Beetleborg Season 2's budget, I think.
Oh, good.
And Beetleborg Season 2.
Glad they used it on that pencil case.
Got Beetleborg Season 2 got In Space, not Lost Galaxy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Maybe it was Lost Galaxy. I don't know. But, like, and, like, Beetleborg's got part of, oh no, Beetleborg Season 2 got VR Troopers. And then I think it was In Space got Mystic Knights of Tirnanog's budget.
It's crazy how many times they tried to do this again.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't work.
And, like, so there's been VR Troopers. There's been Beetleborgs, which lasted the longest with two seasons, two entire seasons. There was Mystic Knights of Tirnanog, which had a season and a quarter. Like, it was, like, 7 episodes of season 2. And they're like, "Nah, get rid of that." Masked Rider had 40 episodes, had a 40-episode season, because they just got the whole thing done in one. I think that's all Saban personally has done.
Yeah.
Because, like, once you do something 4 times and only one works,
and that one is still going,
it's like the first one and it's still going, then you go, all right. I know at some point they tried to do another Masked Rider. They tried to do Masked Rider Dragon or something like that in, like, the early...
That sounds,
like,
rad.
2010s-ish, maybe? 2008, 2010, somewhere in there.
Didn't stick?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe it also was bad.
Yeah, I think it was during the Disney era, so I have literally no idea about it. Anyway, so they all land on a real airbag. Like, we get shots of all of them falling and landing on this airbag, which looks like a lot of fun.
It does. It's also... like a little ridiculous because they're all falling at the same time and they all individually land in the center of the airbag.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't. That's the only safe way to do it, you know?
I know.
Yeah. So then they... Olympias shows up with some baddies and Viper and Lokai. And they do a morph. And they do their full roll call. Both teams do a full roll call. Here's the thing. The Galaxy Rangers all say, Galaxy Red, Galaxy Blue, Galaxy blah, 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 all that. They're really pushing, like, this is how we're going to refer to old Rangers now.
Yeah.
Is by, like, adjective Ranger. Or adjective color, because then we go to...
Or like season color.
Yeah. And then because then we do the Lightspeed Rangers, and they're just like, Red Ranger, ready. Rescue ready. Blue yep. Ranger, rescue ready. So like, these are the Power Rangers, these are the Galaxy Rangers. Next year, it's like, these are the Power Rangers, these are the Lightspeed Rangers. Yeah, after that, these are the Power Rangers, these are the Time Rangers, you know? Like,
yeah.
They're going to keep doing that, and it's good to set it up now, but it's just like, weird seeing it happen the first time. You know?
Yeah.
So there's a big fight with all of them. I don't remember hardly any of it.
It's just a big group fight.
It's a big group fight. There's a lot of baddies. There's a lot of Rangers. There's a lot going on. I know at one point Viper's fighting both Pink Rangers. Chad gets blasted.
I think both Yellow Rangers were doing the choke drag.
They were. That was pretty cool.
That was pretty neat.
We cut at one point to Trakina, who strapped herself into an electric chair. Presumably to get all the life force energy.
Yeah, because she's like, now they're getting good.
Now I'm going to go green. They keep talking about her green form, too, in this. They're like, she's going to go green.
You could say she is going to be green with evil.
I think so.
I bet.
I think probably, yeah. We cut back to the Rangers, and they're all just firing. I think they're all just shooting at the group of bad guys. Because then Olympias, like, stops and is like, hey, you know what? I don't want to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm going to let Trakina kill you. She wanted to get super powerful. I'm going to let her. And so he takes his dagger, and he throws it up into the window that they got thrown out of, and it lands in the life force tube that's being pumped into Trakina right now. And instead of being green, it turns purple, and it poisons her, and she falls out and turns into a giant demon.
A giant, gross bug, like, slug Nasty. Demon, almost.
It's got a lot of arms.
Now, this is what I was talking about earlier, where Olympias is acting before, like, this is gonna kill her.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill Trakina, because I am the bad guy around here.
Yeah.
But now he's saying, I'm going to make her strong to kill you with this poison dagger.
Using the same thing. Because he says it like, I'm going to change my plan right now. But also says it like, this is the plan still, though.
Like, before he knew the poison was so strong it would kill her. But now he knows that it will make her a giant gross monster.
It's weird.
It's very inconsistent. Olympias.
Yeah. He could have just, if this was poison, he could have just tried stabbing the Rangers a little bit, right?
Yeah, just give them like a little cut.
Just kill them with poison that's super duper powerful. But, you know, bad guys don't like killing Power Rangers on
this
show. They
hate it. It's their least favorite thing, if you could believe it.
Weird. So she turns into a big demon, makes a dragon sword noise, like we weren't going to notice.
It's exactly the dragon. For 1 second, I was like, was that a Godzilla?
But that's Trickwick's dragon sword.
But that's the dragon sword.
it's legally distinct from Godzilla.
It's like a little more mechanical.
It's a little tinny. So she makes a dragon sword noise, and then they call the Omega and Megan swords, and they do a little zord fight. And it's not going great for them because she's like a super crazy powerful demon. And the Galaxy Rangers are like, if only the Galactic Buddies were here, but they're on Miranoi. And then they show up immediately, like, oh, cool, they're here. All right.
They're just like, oh, the Galactic Buddies are here. Great.
The Galactic Buddies. I love these guys.
It's like, because they weren't on Terra Venture. Were
not to,
they?
Not to start with, no.
I know they could go there, I don't feel like they stayed there.
I think they lived in one of the domes. I think they just went to
they had a Galactic Buddy
they
dome.
The Galactic Buddy, the Jungle Zone dome.
Right.
Or something. Jungle Hill Zone. What was the Jungle Zone in Sonic?
I think maybe it's not Jungle Hill. There's White Jungle in Adventure 2 Battle, which is actually a green jungle.
Well, sure.
A lot of good chow food in there, though.
Oh, probably. Get a lot of birdies. We can't talk about Chow Garden. We don't know. We can't do it, Josh. So they lights up. They hop in the the entrance of the Galaxy Megazord is pretty cool because it starts the fight. Like, it enters the fight by chopping off one of Trakeena's arms.
Yeah.
Like, one of her tentacles, which is pretty cool. But then they double team her and they blast her. And, like, they do, like, the cut and the missile at the same time. But it, like, rebounds back at them somehow, sort of, because the Galaxy Megazord falls apart and all the Rangers are thrown out.
It seems like because they both blast her and she starts exploding. There's like explosions coming off of her and everything. It seemed a little bit like she took the shot, took the damage,
yeah,
but also absorbed it and like blasts it back out, or just the force of her like exploding, kind of, because she doesn't die yet.
Yeah, she's not dead.
Like, just the force of that maybe knocked him out.
Yeah, I guess. Because it, like, literally, you know, there's just like a shot of like the range, like the Lightspeed Rangers, like falling down in their Zord, and then all of the Galactic Buddies back in animal form, like pig piling on each other.
Yeah. This always confused me, and I, now that I'm about to say it out loud, I think I know why.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious. When you get knocked out of a Megazord, why don't you just call it again?
Because
it's out of energy.
Because
right?
It's out of energy. Yeah. It needs a minute to recoup or whatever. So then they're like all in a pile on the ground. Like the Rangers are like in a pile. The Zords are in a pile. A lot of piles. A lot of Ranger piles.
Are the Galactabuddies dead?
I don't think they're dead. I think they're like just unconscious.
Tired. Yeah. Just taking a nap.
Carter reaches down and very gently picks them up with a Megazord.
We haven't had one of these since season one. Maybe season two.
I think we got one in Turbo, but I'm not sure. I know TJ fought on like the chest plate.
Yeah.
At one point, which is rad.
And he jumped between Megazords and went,
yeah. I love TJ so much.
He's a good kid. that man who's older than me by a lot.
He looks literally exactly the same.
He has not changed even a little bit.
Let's see. This goes up next Friday. So the new episode, the anniversary episode, was like this past Tuesday. And I watched it. And I will tell you how it is next week. on next Friday's episode, because that's the order that we record things in. So Carter's like, are you guys okay? And he picked them up so gently that they did not regain consciousness until Carter talked to them. So, like, that's pretty impressive. And they're like, if only there was something we could do. And then the lights start glowing. And they're like, all right, the lights of Orion. And I thought it was just going to, like, transfer the power to them.
I thought it was... I don't know if I thought or was just really hoping that it was going to make the Galaxy Rangers big.
That would be cool.
And so that they could just fight. Remember that time that, like...
They did that with Zio? They fought
Tommy
Mondo?
Tommy was big and fought King Mondo?
Very good.
That was so cool.
So they get teleported inside the cockpit of the Lightspeed of the Omega Megazord. And real quick, we get shots side by side of, like, all of them in the cockpit and then the Galaxy Rangers in their, like, solo, like, little, like, chambers in the Megazord. One of them is much better than the other.
Yeah, one of them... feels a lot better to just be a part of.
So there's that. So then the lights transform the Omega Megazord, and it gives you like the shield plate and the hair.
And I think the sword.
And the sword of the Lights of Orion version of the Megazord.
The
Megazord hair. It's like a crown.
Every Megazord has a very distinct hairdo.
It does. Yeah, they do.
Except for this one. Maybe it's the rail rescues. One of them just has a big safety helmet.
This one looks like a clunky helmet. I think it's a rail rescue. It definitely looks like a hard hat.
Like the beta version of Tyrogue that has that just big like boxing training headgear. It looks like that.
So then they're like, we have to use all of our power and all of our weapons. And I think that's a very good distinction, is that the Galaxy Rangers are like, we got to use our power. And then the Lightspeed Rangers are, we got to use our weapons. And so they got to use them both. And they do. And they kill Trakeena. And she blows up, and that releases all the people.
they save the city by exploding a whole lot of
A big, like, Lovecraftian demon With a lot of, it's just like real gross looking. It's a good design, but it's creepy.
Yeah, it's got like a chest mouth, like a real big chest mouth.
And so this releases, as is usual, killing the monster, frees the people. So,
kill the monster, solve the problem.
Yeah, so they all land, and the mom has sex hair? Heather's mom has sex hair.
She was just really enjoying her time in the tube, man. She doesn't get a lot of time to herself anymore.
She's a busy woman.
Between Tim and Heather.
And, like, sometimes you gotta take where you can get it. Wherever you can, you know, do what you gotta do. So then we cut to later. The sky, it was nighttime during that whole fight, because presumably Olympia's dark in the sky, but he never said it this time, but we're just, like, gonna assume.
Yeah, you can put it together.
Because it's daytime now. And Carter, all the Rangers, but Carter is holding Heather's hand and, like, walks her up. And she, like, runs up. And she's like, Mom, Dad. And she's like, I helped the Power Rangers save you all.
Mom walks out smoking a cigarette.
She's like, I helped the Power Rangers save you all. And she's like, did you? And Carter's like, yeah, she sure did. Like, we could have done it without her.
Yeah.
And she's a junior Power Ranger. And, like, brushes off, like, shines up a badge and gives her a badge that makes her an honorary junior Power Ranger.
It says Lightspeed Rescue,
which is
on
just
it.
Awesome. Like, it's so
very
good.
Cool. That's the first, like, that's how the episode or first issue starts. It's just Heather, like, the badge is mounted on the wall and she's just, like, staring at it, remembering.
Like whatever her job is. Yeah. Like, maybe she's a firefighter now or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's like, there's, like, this is a big one. This is we're going to need all hands on deck. This is going to be a long day. And she, like, grabs it out of her desk and, like, just puts it in her pocket. Like, this is how I'm going to get through this day. I'm giving myself chills thinking about this stupid thing that doesn't exist. Boom Studios, you can get a hold of me. I know you know the Ranger Danger guys, and they have my email. So anyway, then we kind of cut over to the rest of the Rangers, and they're all, like, having fun talking to each other. And Joel's, like, signing pictures of himself, and he's like, you ladies are probably going to want these. And they go, no, thanks, we're gay. We're good. it is the most, like, oh, Joel doesn't get it. Yeah. Oh, Joel doesn't understand that the lesbians exist. Like, that is exactly the look on both of their faces.
It is.
And then he's like, wait, are you sure? And he, like, walks over.
Yeah, so he walks over to them to keep harassing them about,
to not get it.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are talking, and they're like, oh, man, we thought we had it bad with Olympias, but, like, you guys have, you know, had to deal with Trakina that whole time. That must have been, like, real rough. And they're like, well, Olympias and Vipra, they're all super powerful, so, like, I wouldn't choose either over the any. Maya says that. And then Leo's like, I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun putting the suit back on. And Kai's like, oh, you would? Ha, ha, ha. And it's just, like, a lot of fun banter.
I have to side with Leo on that.
Yes.
Reprising your role of a Power Ranger has to be fun.
I can't imagine, like, a better feeling, right? Yeah. Like, then, like, oh, let me put my superpowers back on. Like, it's like finding a pair of pants that, like, that fit real good that you thought you lost, and, like, putting them back on and being like, oh, these pants are so nice. And also, there's $20 in the pocket.
Oh, heck yeah.
And also, I'm
punch a monster.
I'm super powered now. It's great. So then Dana asks if they can stay around a while, because, like, Mariner Bay could absolutely use a second set of Power Rangers. Like, that would be really cool for us. And Kendra's like, we'd love to, but, like, we got to get back to Miranoi. We're needed there. I don't know what they're doing, but it's important, I guess. So
Miranoi needs Power Rangers too.
I don't think they are Power Rangers there, because they aren't, but are in the stone.
They could be.
Yes, that's true. It's if they need it, they can do it.
Five Rangers searching for the same five stones.
Josh, don't. Don't. I got to deal with that for like 15 weeks in 6 years, and I don't want to deal with it a second longer than I have to.
Man, it really sucks. In the case of Operation Overdrive, it really sucks that they started going with cold opens, so you can't just skip intro on Netflix.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe they'll go back.
Maybe. I hope so. Anyway, so Damon is like, I don't know, maybe I'll stay here, and puts his arms around Kelsey and Dana. And it's the same thing that Joel would do.
It's the same thing, but a different tone.
But
because you can tell when Damon does it, He gets it.
Yeah, it's for the bit. Like, yeah. He's doing a bit. He's not being a gross man.
He's not, when they're like, no, he's not going to chase them down the street with his own flyer.
Right, waving flyers.
Please love me.
Take this, can I just get an 8x10 of your face then?
Just hang it next to my other 8x10s because I am a fucking serial killer.
But it's just so weird that like if Joel would have done the same thing, I'd be like, Joel, get away from them. Get out of here. But because it's Damon, I'm like, it's so different.
Yeah.
And why did Joel ruin himself so quickly?
Because he had that whole episode about how he's just gross.
Yeah. There's been several. So then they all laugh. And then the next shot is the Rangers driving in the rescue rover and the Galaxy Rangers in their Jim Jammers above them. And they do like a flyby / drive past. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And you started, Josh.
Yep.
So I get to pick the best. The best is Carter saying, okay, now we're going to help you. Like, immediately.
Yeah. They just lost.
Yeah.
And Carter is like, okay, now we can find your mom. Like, they are literally under rubble.
They're trapped under rubble.
They lost a battle 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And Carter is like, we got to find your mom.
His first thought is like, I have to help. That is a red ass ranger.
Yeah.
That is so good. That's my best.
Yeah, same.
The worst is Olympias's plan changing mid episode.
I'm gonna kill Trakina by making her a giant powerful demon monster.
And like on one level, he's a little right?
Yes.
Like, because he's like, I will use this poison and it will affect her. But he's the first one is like, it will, I don't even remember if he says it'll destroy her, but he's definitely like, this is poison and it's very powerful.
It's very concentrated poison.
Yeah. It's 10 times more powerful than whatever other murder poison I could talk about. And then later it's like, but it will kill
her. Actually makes her a lot stronger.
And like, to be fair, she has no control over herself anymore and goes like wild with demon energy or demon poison or whatever. But like, it's, that wasn't his plan. Like, that was not indicated at all. It's just like a cool side effect that happens.
Once he gets her in that state, let's say she kills the Power Rangers. Let's say she wins. Now what does he do?
He lets her destroy the city.
Oh, and then they can get their palace back.
And then they get the palace back, and then they'll
and then
have
she
a lot.
Just, like, lives on Earth now?
Well, either that or Bansheera gets her power back, and she's all-powerful and destroys her, you know?
No, yeah.
So I get it, but if that was the plan going in, I'd be fine. But the plan definitely sounded like, I'm a killer, you know?
I know the voice is the same, but is Trakina a different actress?
I think it's still Amy Weber.
Why cover the face the whole time with no reveal of the battle damage?
That's what I was thinking. That there should have been at least a, like, you did this to me,
yeah,
you know, kind of thing. I don't know.
It's just weird. It's a weird choice.
I guess they were like, she's too pretty. Even if we try to ugly her up, no one's going to be like, oh, yeah, you're hideous now.
Right.
No matter how much purple makeup we put on your cheeks or whatever.
It has to be like her bottom jaw got blasted off. We can't show that on a kid's show.
Yeah, exactly. So what's your worst?
Also the plan, because I don't think anything else really frustrated me this episode.
Yeah. And the MVP, I want to say Heather again, but
I don't know if it is Heather this time. She did pull the fire alarm.
She pulled the fire alarm. I think like mostly based on her acting. I don't know the actress's name, but like mostly based on her acting in this episode, I want to give it to her. I think I will give it to Carter.
I was going to give it to Carter.
For the aforementioned, like,
for just like
being a good dude.
Really pie-facing Leo in the Red Ranger department.
Yeah, oh my God.
Like, just seeing them side by side is like, oh, man.
Like, he just looks like such a wiener next to Carter.
Why did they write Leo that way?
They were trying something new. They just got off Andros, who's like a very stoic,
right?
Very,
they were like, let's make
serious,
an edgy, like, goofy Red
Ranger. Yeah, and they're like, also, what if he sucks?
What if he also has no qualities of a Red Ranger at all?
What if we experiment with him sucking?
And in the context, it makes sense that Leo does not have Power Ranger qualities. Because Leo was
not
chosen.
He was not chosen, yeah.
But on the other hand, it's like, but he is your Red Ranger.
You should do something.
He doesn't even grow to the point where he's a good one.
He does sometimes, but then like they love just being like, pull it back. But then here's Carter, like maybe the best Red Ranger we've had so far besides TJ, I think. So now we got to rank it. And we got to rank the two together.
I don't know what thing happened where I was like, maybe we should do them separate. I cannot remember what it was.
I don't know. I really
it might have been something
parts.
That I thought was stupid in like a quick moment that just like fluttered past and the rest of the episode was fine. It might have been the bat. That dumb, stupid bat. Can I worse the bat? Can I retroactively worse the bat?
Yeah, go back and worse the bat.
I worse the bat.
I thought the bat was fine because it's just a camera. But like,
it's just a camera.
So do you have it open? Do you have the list?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, okay.
You're looking at me. You know.
I can see that it's open right now.
Is tuna? Or is this chicken?
Tuna? What?
Is this fish or? I said what I have, and then so I did the.
You went backwards and you did the joke in reverse order.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, I think pretty high.
Trakina's revenge. I think, well, let's jump right into the ocean blue area. Do we think better than ocean blue?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No one tries to drown a mermaid.
We're looking at a top 10.
Easily, yeah. Easily top 10. I'm kind of thinking top 5,
all right,
personally.
Deep in the Shadows is Ryan.
That's Ryan, first Ryan episode. That one had a lot of good stuff. It had a lot of good foreshadowing of Ryan. It had a good end reveal. It had him being the wet bandit, sneaking in, stealing stuff. I think this two-parter is a little better. I don't know if it's better than the Omega Project, where they have to like fight an asteroid in space.
That's a tall order.
Because this one had 10 Power Rangers. And here's the thing that I don't think I get to talk about very often. I love it when there's a lot of Power Rangers in one place. I just think it looks very good when I see a bunch of Power Rangers teaming up. That always is fun to me.
That's what Power Rangers is about. It's about teamwork.
Yeah.
And to see like teams work together is very cool. You don't really get that in a lot of other places.
No, for sure. A lot of American shows like value the individual over the team.
Yeah.
You know? And like Power Rangers is 1,000% against that. Like that's just not how it works here. And here's two teams that are completely disparate. They had super different things, but the old team is now coming to help the new team because they need to. That's great. I love that.
I also love it because it's not like they need our help. We have to go help them. It's like our mess is going to attack them and we need to clean it up.
Yeah. It's not fair to dump it on them.
Yeah. They are dealing with their own stuff.
Yeah. Now we need to like, you know, team up and take this on together. I'm thinking below Omega Project, above From Deep in the Shadows, because I love Heather.
Yeah.
I think Heather is maybe my favorite supporting character in a long time.
She's very good.
She's, again, maybe 10 years old and a very good actress.
Yeah.
And, like, the character isn't annoying. Like, the character is exactly what 10-year-old Jake would have done in that situation.
Go pull the fire alarm. My dad said not to do that.
I was told not to. Well, I'm a Power Ranger and you can trust me. You're right. This is a lot of responsibility, though. Here I go. Like, that's awesome. That stuff rules.
It's very good.
She's a junior Power Ranger. That's rad.
Officially. That has never happened before.
No.
Sylvie knew the secret, but she was not a junior Power Ranger.
Yeah, now there is no secret.
Yeah.
And she gets a badge. Like, that's radical. That's so good. So, yeah, I think coming in at number 5, below the Omega Project, above From Deep in the Shadows, is Trakina's Revenge, Parts 1 and 2. So that's going to do it for us for today. On Monday, we're going to watch The Last Lightspeed. But until then,
may the power protect you.
This is episode, if it'll reload. Gross. Gross.
Had a bowl of SpaghettiOs before it came over.
You adult, you.